Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Any investment in a running back that you feel like is going to be a roster, to me there needs to be a corresponding move, which would be a James Cook trade. And I kind of feel like the Bills are going to want James Cook to just play out this season and then reassess after the year. And that could just mean he walks. But, you know, it's the best path with James Cook to get what you can out of him this year. And we'll see. That kind of feels like the right thing to me. But if the team's offering a day two pick and you can basically swap James Cook for a day two pick and reset the money and, you know, not be in that position where you're staring at a big, you know, contract for a running back, that seems pretty appealing.
That is Joe Marino from earlier today with Jeremy and Joe talking about James Cook. We haven't talked about James Cook in a little while. I think it's because he's going to play out this year at worst. And we'll see what happens after that.
And I brought it up in the first hour. James Cook was on a live stream with someone, and he tore up logos. So, like, he's loyal to the crest. He's going to play out the rest of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
But a trade would be interesting because then, ready? Speaking of luxury picks, it's a really strong running back class.
It seems like one of the deepest running back classes we've had in recent
memory. Pretty strong. I'm not really paying attention to most of it because of the fact that I don't think the Bills are going to take one here.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, A, it tells you the direction that they're going to be moving into, and B, maybe there is a trade imminent for Cook.
It's also why, honestly, be a better agent. Let your client know, hey, you do not have leverage right now. Wait till after the draft when teams have their running backs to then make your kind of announcement, I guess, is maybe the best way to put it,
right,
about what you want. Because right now, I think most Bills fans have kind of gotten into the same corner as pretty much the rest of us, which is, okay, this appears to be an incredible running back class, and we have a ton of late-round picks that we can just grab somebody. Now, it doesn't work perfectly with that. We've taken calls from people saying, you know, it's not that easy to replace James Cook, and I agree.
But yeah, you're replacing a known commodity with something you don't know what's going to happen.
But also, I'm putting myself in the best possible situation. They've got good depth at the position. They've got an incredible O-line, and they've got Josh Allen, a quarterback. If the running back is good, I'm in a good spot. And that's the thing, too, is we've never really seen the Bills in this position, ultimately because Devin Singletary and Zach Moss didn't earn the position to maybe be getting a second contract, but they also didn't have the O-line that James Cook has. And ultimately, in the game that James Cook missed against the Jets, Ray Davis looked like a stud.
Yeah.
And so, and that's a big part of this.
It's a big part of it. And while we want to do that, I feel like it might be time to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Steve in Columbus. Steve, welcome to the Extra Point Show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I think we actually have a little surplus on our offensive line. Everyone signed. We got a lot of young backups, it seems like they like. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they can use David Green and a pick to move up. Maybe David Green in their fourth, they get a third. And honestly, if a stud came up, I would wonder if they could use their first-round pick. So if wide receiver out of Missouri is getting close, do you trade Samuels and that first pick to move up? Or if there's a defensive end, do you trade A.J. Epenesa and that first pick to move up? Because I feel like if one of those, if a player, one of those two positions were available, you got a little glut there, and I'd want to be able to use that person. And I think they got that room with the offensive line. I think you got a little bit of flexibility. They want, I would extend McGovern at center, but I think they got some nice depth there. And I would suggest using that. So I appreciate your thoughts, guys. Thanks.
All right, Steve, I've got two things. One, player value is not typically as good unless you're trading a stud player. Trading depth offensive pieces is typically going to equal fifth or sixth round picks. And this leads into number two. The Bills have a surplus of picks. Why not use those first?
Use those first. Also, I think it's Kendrick Green you meant to say there.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, number three. No, I'm keeping my offensive lineman. Please, thank you. Because in while the Bills have one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League, they also have gotten lucky over the last several years in terms of injuries on the offensive line in the National Football League. I'm holding on to David Edwards until someone pries him from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, you haven't used the depth yet.
I'm holding on to Van Pran-Granger. Mm-hmm. I'm holding on to all these players because of the fact that a lot of them are versatile, and I need my depth because when will that be tested?
Yeah. And that's the thing,
terrified of the thought of having an injured offensive line.
Well, that's the thing. It comes off as a surplus because the last 2 years you haven't gotten to see it.
And that, well, even then, they don't miss a beat against Kansas City because Spencer Brown is out for a game.
Yep.
That's a big deal. I want to keep that. I need to keep that. So that's primarily my main objective is, look, what are the Bills missing? They're missing a superstar player, typically, is what it is. Instead, a good team, a great team, is also valued off of its depth. You see Curtis Samuel as a potential trade piece. I see Curtis Samuel as, if he's healthy, his value on the roster is going to be a lot better and meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
His value is not going to be there in the trade market. You have 10 draft picks. Use those first.
Yeah, use those first. Now, if it does get to a point where, you know, he brought up Curtis Samuel potentially in a trade if you want to go up and get Burton. Yeah. If a team is like,
Even James Cook. That value is not going to be there. Teams are not going to overpay for a running back in the trade market, especially when the player will be a free agent after next year.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bother? So, like, while it's interesting that Joe Marino pointed that out there in that clip, unless you're trading a star, you're not getting the value you want when it comes to a player trade at the draft. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not how it works historically.
Yeah,
the reason the Bills traded a
there
first
is a clear
for Stephon
and a
Diggs,
clear winner.
The reason the Bills traded a first round pick for Stephon Diggs was because of the fact that he was a star ready to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills recognized that. Oftentimes, a player will not be traded for a first round pick outside of extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee gets a first rounder to trade A.J. Brown. But also, you have to be without your mind to trade A.J. Brown. And John Robinson, within that season, pays the price with his job.
Well, yeah, so that's the thing, too. It's like they got a first-round pick, but A.J. Brown was a superstar that they weren't – they were using him correctly.
Yes.
They were. It was just they had this weird notion that A.J. Brown wasn't actually as good as he was, and now we all see with the Eagles – he's been a monster with the Eagles. He's trending towards a Hall of Fame career.
Exactly.
And like you mentioned, it cost the GM his job in season. He doesn't even get to go to another draft.
Yeah, because the man went back into his building and embarrassed him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
But it's very much oftentimes when you trade a player, you're not going to get the return you expect to get. It's not a video game.
No, and we even talked about that with some of the draft picks as well. Like, I mean, if you try to trade back, you're likely getting maybe a fourth. If you go from round one to two, then you maybe can package those fourths, try to get into the third, what have you. But it takes a lot of – you mentioned a lot of board manipulation. It takes a few more trades. Bean had to do this to go get Allen. They had to trade.
They traded twice.
Yeah.
Cordy Glenn goes for a first-round pick.
Offensive lineman. They do have that value.
Except Cordy Glenn goes for a first-round pick that you then have to use again to move up.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a clean swap.
No.
You had to move up again
mm-hmm.
to get to where you really wanted to be. For me, it is going to still be. The players are not going to get you what you think they're going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Darcy Regier syndrome.
Oh, love that. Love that.
Because somehow Darcy was able to get maximum value on players that he would trade out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never often the case. Like, it's funny how I'm likening it to hockey in this sense, but like people saying, Samuelson's garbage, trade him somewhere. Who's taking him?
Yeah, you have to find a team that believes.
You can't
like
say
with Ottawa. You have to find a team that believes we're going to get the most out of them. There's something under there.
But more commonly, the bad players are bad,
mm-hmm.
and other teams know that.
Yep.
Like that's typically how this works.
Yeah, you might be first to the bowl. They're not far behind you.
Yeah, and like you think that you can trade something for an offensive lineman that has barely any tape over the past few years. Wyatt Teller goes and gets Buffalo back, like I think it was a fifth or a sixth round pick.
It wasn't much.
It was where he was drafted. But the return, considering what Teller became, was embarrassingly low and one of Brandon Bean's public regrets.
Mm-hmm. And to the offensive line, you bring up Wyatt Teller. Cody Ford's development is also one of the big regrets of Bean's tenure here. And that's where I think
I'm just more on value.
Well, but I think that's also where, you know, back to the original point, trading the surplus of offensive linemen, they will not do that.
No.
They are going to hoard these guys. Travis Clayton is another one from the international window.
Boys.
Where they're Aaron Cromer, work your magic, and we'll have a surplus so that when injuries, sadly, do eventually come, or guys get older and their body just starts to wear down, they've got these guys in the pipeline that they can bring up, haven't had to pay big money because they haven't had to start too much.
And great and teams good. Have depth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Philadelphia.
Especially in the trenches.
In the trenches, they are one of the best teams,
mm-hmm.
and it's no mistake.
Let's go back to the phones. John is up next. John, how are we doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thank
doing
you
well.
For taking my call. I'm glad you mentioned hockey because this is sounding like a hockey discussion because I've been a Buffalo sports fan all my life, and I'm a little tired about hearing about when guys perform outstanding. We tend to find ways not to keep them, okay? Sabres are a perfect example. Mm-hmm. 40, 50 goal scorers, his contract is up, boom, we kick him out the door. instead of trying to find ways to keep these people here. James, without James Cook, the Bills were nowhere last year. And I understand you can't pay a running back $15 or $16 million, but we haven't even heard a counteroffer what he's thinking. And I think he knows he's not going to get $15 million. But now everybody seems to be having our roster for next year or 2 years without this guy. He's an incredible part of this offense. And if you pin Josh Allen down, he's going to say, we have to keep this guy. You're not going to get a James Cook in the draft. I don't care what anybody says. This guy just brings so much to our table. And I want to hear somebody with a creative way to keep this guy here. Okay? And that's all I have to say. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
No problem, John. You too. And I honestly, I'm starting to get to a point with this, and I know, John, like it's going to go against what you said. Prepare, first of all, like Cook's going to play the next year. Mm-hmm. He's a Bill next year, and I don't think he holds out. He's not that kind of player. He said he doesn't want that kind of attention, and I think that's what he means. We also are not in the negotiation table. None of us are. We don't know if a counteroffer has been made. We don't know how much it is. What I do know is two things. One, James Cook will be a Buffalo Bill next year. And two, if that is the ask, the Bills will not be able to afford him. It has nothing to do with keeping good players here. It is just sometimes you can't keep everybody. That is the cold, hard reality of a salary cap team in sports. You can't keep everybody. And that leads me to this. Enjoy James Cook while he is here. So fans like ready to jettison him, calm down. Just because he wants money and he wants to try to test the market with terms of his value does not mean that he's not a Buffalo Bill in the future. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if that number is not going to move, enjoy James Cook while he is here. But it is a business decision, mm-hmm. and people sometimes do not understand the lack of comfort, I should say, of how uncomfortable it is about it being a business decision. So it turns into, I'm going to have negative feelings about this player instead because he's not going to be a Bill long term.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be both. You can understand that the Bills may not be able to afford him, but also be very ready and enjoy having James Cook here next year.
I also do like, I mean, you brought it up and John brought it up as well. We also haven't heard anything monetarily wise.
We're
after
not
the
in
immediate
there.
$15 million. And Cook didn't even, I think he liked a tweet or retweeted something on Instagram, whatever. We haven't heard anything past that. So if ultimately he is signed for like $9, $10 million, especially with the cap going up,
yes,
you can make that work. You can do that. And also, it'll probably only be, I would imagine, a three-year deal. You kind of go to the end of his prime. You'll be about 28 years old. That's a good place to stop. That keeps him on the team. Now, but that's the thing. I am moving off Cook. If he really wants to stay at the $15 to $16 million range, he wants to be paid like Saquon Barkley or what Derrick Henry should be being paid, what have you. If that happens, you are moving off him. And I think the Bills do set themselves up well in potentially moving on with the addition of Ray Davis.
And I think that is ultimately, ready? I hate that we have had to keep talking about this. This is next year's problem.
Yeah, it's not this year's problem.
It is next year's problem. Let future us worry about that.
Yep. Love the calls. Keep them coming. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join the show. We got one more segment here before we get you over to Sabres Live. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer. You're listening to Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.